He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I will trust. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, we never understand the mystery nor the power of prayer, but through personal experience we are certainly aware of its existence in our lives. Our Heavenly Father, we pray that in these moments now you would help us to turn our minds and our thoughts outwards from ourselves and upon Thee and upon all those who are in need of Thy help. Our Father, we know that Thou art ever near to us. Thou art more real to us than this sanctuary which houses our worship. Thou art more inescapable than the air that we breathe. And Thou art indeed more near and dear to us than the closest of our friends. So we pray, our Father, now that you would help us to use this prayer of ours to make us all hungry for Thy Spirit, for Thy presence in our very lives. For this fellowship of the seminary, we're truly grateful. For every opportunity we have to study and to learn, and then to relay on that which we have gained here. Guide us in all we do, and keep us ever close to the Spirit of Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Picture yourself, if you can, for just a moment, on board a destroyer of the United States Navy. You're crowded with three or four other people into a little room down near the hull of the ship in the very bottom. All of you are gathered around looking down upon a piece of electronic equipment called sonar. This is the equipment whereby the Navy is able to detect, to track, and to destroy enemy submarines. Very accurately and very scientifically, this piece of instrument transmits a sound into the water, which if it strikes an object out there somewhere, it will send back an echo. And then this machine computes the distance and the direction to that submarine, accurate to within 3 feet at 5 miles. And over to one side is a computer, which also is part of this basic equipment. It is a computer which takes this information, the distance and the direction to the submarine. It also takes the course of your own ship and the speed that you're traveling, and instantaneously computes the course and the speed of that submarine, and also gives you a course to steer to intercept that submarine, and would automatically fire your weapons for you so that you might kill it. So indeed, this sonar equipment is very valuable equipment for the Navy and for our whole country. And it's very important that this piece of equipment be properly working at all times and to be properly tuned up and at maximum performance. And in order to do this, the sonarmen work day in and day out on this piece of equipment. The manufacturer has furnished them with a set of characteristics which demonstrates how that equipment should operate, how it should function if it is entirely working properly. These are a set of characteristics whereby if all the tubes in this sonar and this computer are at top performance, there's no dust in the wheels and cogs, if all the motors are running at proper speed, if it is indeed working properly, then if a certain problem is set up in this equipment, a certain set of characteristics will result. Now, if these characteristics are not in keeping with this list which the manufacturer has given to us, then it's necessary to go into this computer to try to find out what's wrong, to replace a tube or to replace a motor or some other component of that particular equipment. We found that we cannot set the dials on this computer and thereby hope to cure the computer of any ailment. We can't match the dials to the characteristics and hope to fix the computer, but rather it must come from the inside. Everything inside must be properly aligned in order that the characteristics which come from that computer be up to standard. Now, if you would picture yourself at Southeastern Seminary, let us have a look at this piece of equipment which is called by your name. I don't mean to devalue human life, but if you could picture yourself as a machine for just a moment, the characteristics of your life are indications of the alignment which your life has with our Heavenly Father. If somewhere back in your life this alignment is not there, if somewhere there you have gotten out of kilter with this great value center, then the characteristics of your life and mine will not be very good. We cannot come at our life from the outside and conform our life to certain standards or rules. This will not do the trick. But rather, we must come from the inside to adjust our equipment there by aligning it properly to this value center and thereby have the characteristics of our life closely akin to the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Several years ago, the Student Coordinating Council of this seminary devised a seminary covenant whereby they put into writing some characteristics of a seminary student who has his life properly tuned to this value center. And I would like now, before the seminary year gets underway very far, to read this covenant to you. You perhaps would like to follow with me as I read. You will find it in the back of your hymnal. We interpret an opportunity to study in this seminary as a high privilege, and in an effort to order our lives by Christian standards in the school and in the churches to which the school is vitally related, we enter into covenant. We trust that this covenant, subject to periodic evaluation and revision, will express the moral convictions of the student body in which the Christian life is lived by all who are admitted into its fellowship. We, the students of Southeastern Seminary, covenant to express our devotion to Christ through our common life. We will recognize our responsibility for our schoolwork and to all the persons connected with the seminary. Our words, attitudes, and actions will be motivated by a desire to express the love of Christ. We will never by outright deceit or by implication seek to obtain credit for any work which we have not done. We will be courteous and helpful to fellow students in class, on the campus, and in extracurricular activities. We will manifest an attitude of understanding and cooperation toward members of the faculty, administration, trustees, and staff. We will seek to bring all our relationships with the seminary, both during school days and after graduation, into harmony with the Christian faith and the Christian ethic. When not engaged in an official relationship with the church, we will accept the responsibility of membership in a church where we can serve. We will consistently participate in the fellowship through corporate worship and the sharing of Christian faith and service. In seeking a pastoral or other official relationship with the church, we will be guided by the highest principles of Christian conduct. We will show primary concern for the welfare of the church and the interest of Christ's kingdom. We will not be led by selfish ambition into a spirit of worldly competition, a display of vanity and pride, or anything that would bring reproach upon the name of Christ. When we accept any call to service in a church, we will accept our responsibilities as a sacred trust, always mindful of our obligation to Christ, to the membership of the church, to our families, and to the seminary. When a ministry has been fulfilled, we will terminate our relations with the church in a manner favorable to the best interest of the membership and our successor. We recognize our relationship to fellow ministers whom we accept as Christian brothers and as fellow laborers. We will endeavor to cooperate with the pastors of surrounding churches in mutual interest and lend our assistance to retired and other ministers who are not currently serving in a pastorate. We will share in the life and work of our denomination, and any criticism will be given in love and for a constructive purpose. We will strive to make a worthy contribution to our denomination on every level and shall at the same time seek to cultivate in our area a proper understanding and appreciation of the student pastor. We will seek to maintain a Christian atmosphere and a genuine partnership in our family. This partnership will derive its strength from an abiding reverence for Christ as the principle of life. Mindful of such reverence, we will strive to meet successfully the peculiar pressures of seminary life. In this attitude, we will be inspired to practice active love, fidelity, truthfulness, consideration, kindness, and forgiveness. Gratefully aware of the sacrifices made by the members of our families in the interest of our seminary training, we will seek to make the most of our educational opportunities. Since we are all members of the larger seminary family, in periods of crisis, we will assist our brethren through proper channels. While in the seminary, we will interpret every experience as an opportunity for our families to become uniquely fitted for Christian service. We will recognize and accept our responsibilities as Christian citizens in the seminary community of learning, the Wake Forest community, and our community of work. We will endeavor to participate in civic activities which strengthen community life, constructive community projects, community improvement measures, and local charities will be objects of our concern. We will strive to share in the governmental and administrative concerns of the community by accepting a responsible share in the duties of citizenship. We will participate in local elections, cooperate with law enforcement and governmental officials, regard the laws of the community, and share our time, energies, and resources with others for the common good of all. We will practice integrity in economic relationships. We will refuse to seek special privileges and be prompt in the payment of loans and debts. We will strive to support our local community in a cooperative spirit. We will endeavor to promote the educational life of our community, support the public schools, cooperate in matters of mutual concern, and participate in any improvements designed to lift the level of life among us. We will treat every member of our community as a person, seeking to be courteous and considerate in our relationships. We will strive to bear a Christian witness and hold an attitude of goodwill toward those of differing religious persuasion. All these things and others we will strive to attain under God in order that our school, our churches, our homes, and our community may be Christian. So these are principles whereby a person who has really dedicated his life to Christ, these are the principles that will be characteristics of his life. Now I seriously question the alignment of a person's life to this value center. If it is a characteristic of this life to remove, for instance, a book from the library illegally and thereby deny its use to fellow students, and this is happening in our own library, I seriously question the alignment of a life to this value center. If it is a characteristic of our life to submit work which does not belong to us, disguising it somewhat perhaps, hoping that it will go unnoticed, but yet submitting work which is not our own and trying to claim credit for it. These are some of the characteristics which are present on our campus, and I certainly do not feel that these actions are in keeping with the spirit of Christ and the seminary. So I hope that each one of us will strive to look at our own life, to change what is necessary there, and to come in proper alignment with this value center, which is our Father God. Let us pray. And so, O God, in the spirit of worship now, we dedicate our lives to Thee, not only ourselves here, but our whole life in all we do, in our seminary life, in our home life, and in our community life. We dedicate these to Thee, for we pray in the Spirit of Christ.